Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode in the Consistency 365 series. If you don't know what this is, go back and listen to
episode one of 365, not episode one of the Primal Potential podcast, right? But within the podcast, we're doing this Consistency 365 series. It just launched on Tuesday, the 28th. So if you go to the episode that aired that day, you'll get an understanding of what we are doing here. But I'm popping in with these short daily messages in between our regular Monday and Saturday full-length episodes to talk about the practical application of consistency. I believe that consistency is the missing piece, and the reason that so many people are frustrated is that they have not built up this skill of consistency. They jump from this approach to that approach, and oh, somebody's doing that plan, and I should try that, and on again, off again. But consistency is a skill we can build. Now, inside the consistency coaches or the consistency course is where I coach and teach about these strategies. And I don't intend these short episodes to be accountability or coaching as much as I intend for them to be examples of how I'm choosing consistency in this season of my life. This season of my life where I'm getting back into work after 3 years of having stepped back. And I stepped back when Dagny was born and then certainly didn't get back into things as planned after she died. And then Roman was born and then it was adjusting to life with Roman and then the pregnancy with the twins and all of those different things. So finding consistency is showing up in so many areas of my life, not just my work, but I am now in a postpartum weight loss phase, and that is a huge priority for me. And all of these things are happening while I have three kids under two. I'm planning a big nonprofit event for a nonprofit that I run, that's the Dagny Foundation. What does it look like to choose consistency? And today I want to share with you one of the tools that I come back to again and again. It's easily in the top 10 most effective, most significant tools I use for consistency, and that is specificity. I want to give you an example of how this showed up for me today. I'm recording this on a Wednesday, and on Wednesdays, Chris and I like to take Roman to story hour at the library. The challenge with that is it cuts my already short work block in half. So I typically only work for a few hours in the morning, and with story hour, it kind of throws a wrench in things. It is very common on story hour days for me to feel like there's so much to do and there's not enough time. And this is where specificity comes in, because I feel this way when it comes to preparing dinner sometimes. I feel this way when it comes to whether or not I work out. This is how I use specificity. Overwhelm is undoubtedly a barrier to consistency. I'm too overwhelmed, and then we spend our time trying to figure things out instead of being in action, or we just don't take action at all because we're overwhelmed. So when I feel that sense of pressure, that sense of overwhelm, the first thing I do is get very specific about what it is that I want to get done. Today, it meant looking at the things that I wanted to do for work and asking myself, do all of these need to be done this morning before 10 a.m., right? The answer is no. But I had to identify which are the most important few and which am I going to start with, breaking it down and getting very specific. Where we create a lot of trouble for ourselves and blockade consistency is this notion of there's so much I need to do. There's just so much. There's so much work, or there's so many things I need to improve, or I need to eat better. And it's very general and it's tough to take action on something that is general. So consistency for me this morning looked like getting very specific about what are the most important and significant things that I need to do before 10 a.m. And then the other piece of it was being very specific about my workout. What am I going to do for my workout today, and when am I going to do it? It's not I don't have time or I'm not going to fit it in. I'm going to fit it in. It's going to happen. It might happen while I'm carrying a baby. It might happen with Roman out there and turning on a TV show for him, but it's going to happen. So let's get specific. What am I going to do? When am I going to do it? Specificity. I was talking about this the other night on the free training that I did on getting back on track. Specificity is the bridge from where you are now to where you want to be. When people say things like, I just need to eat better, I just need to eat better, that's so hard to take action on because now you have 700 choices at least of things you could do or maybe feel like you should do. But because it's not specific, it's not very actionable. Let's say that today that was my primary goal. I just need to eat better. I just need to eat better. I would make it specific by saying, what is the next food choice I'm going to make? Or what do I need to do in the next hour to set myself up for better food choices later today? It could be, hey, you know what? I need to pull the salmon out of the freezer so that it's ready to go this evening. Or yesterday it was, I need to put the pork in the slow cooker in the morning so that dinner is done and taken care of in less than 5 minutes. Get very specific. So often when we're struggling and when we're overwhelmed, there's a lack of specificity. Get very specific, not just about what you need to do today, but about what you need to do in the next 30 minutes, about what you're going to do in the next hour. Specificity is one of the most important and one of the most effective tools for creating consistency, and it snaps us out of this sense of overwhelm or powerlessness or feeling like there's just too much going on. Get more specific. And when you think you're more specific, get even more specific than that. Because specificity is truly the bridge from where you are now to where you want to be.